Stay tuned for Corriente at 8 o'clock and the heavy set at 10 o'clock. And coming up next is the cabaret program. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Take it away, the cabaret program.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Cabaret, where we have the best musical talent along our front range. Our special guest tonight is a master of hillbilly zen punk blues, the one and only in the whole universe, Reverend Freakchild.
Yes, master. Yes, master. Yes.
Here with the angel-headed hipsters. You want to be ready? I think Timmy's going to take us one of those.
Right. This one goes out to my friend, Una, who does the shake your booty version, yo. Right. Mouthful of nails. Went to that hardware store looking for bread. All right, start over. All right.
Take two.
It's my head cold. Went to that hardware store looking for bread. Ate a mouthful of nails instead. This time no different than the time before. Looking for bread at that hardware store.
Ooh, a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Ooh, a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Carpet tax, 10 penny roofing too. A mouthful of nails, what I know how to do. Why I keep eating them is anyone's guess. A mouthful of nails, so hard to digest.
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Wrong with my head. Went to that hardware store looking for bread. Mouthful of nails is nothing but pain. Again and again and again and again.
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Ooh, mouthful of nails. I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
I don't want to eat nails anymore, but I keep going back to that hardware store. Do you think it will be different next time if I spend my money at the five and dime?
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Mouthful of nails.
Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful.
I got a mouthful of nails. Ooh, mouthful of nails.
Mouthful.
I got a mouthful of nails.
Fabulous Go-Go Deluxe on the lead on that one.
Yeah.
That's an original tune that he wrote. I think, it's your brother's birthday today?
It's my brother's 5-0.
Hey.
5-0.
That's like a half a century.
Yeah.
We
so he's staying up late tonight to listen
to a happy birthday.
Oh, because he's on the East Coast. Wow.
Yeah.
They're listening all over the universe here.
Yep.
KGNU.
We always say beyond air. And beyond.
This one's going to go to my my younger brother, Chris. Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, really quick? You want to do an actual version?
Yeah, let's sing Happy Birthday.
Let's do it up here. I want to.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
This is musical.
Happy birthday. Dear Chris, happy birthday to you and many more.
Hey, all right. All right,
so
shout out
Free Child Barbershop Quartet.
Man.
Yeah, let's do one. We'll, you know, on that note, speaking of birth and death, it's just a part of the deal, right, man? You know, if you agree to be born, you got to be, that's part of the thing. So maybe we'll do an old Blind Lemon Jefferson tune called See That My Grave Is Kept Clean for all the ancestors out there that had birthdays. And I guess they still got birthdays. They had death days, though, too. But death, you never know when it comes, man. But we all got to go there. It's a debt. Like old Top Perkins used to say, death, that's a debt we all got to pay. But not to be remorse, but sort of more of a celebration here. I'm going to honor the ancestors. It's like my shaman says, the second round's always got to be for the... I'm going to honor him with a little old Blind Lemon Jefferson tune called See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Can baby, you can get on me. Hey. Say there's one kind favor you can do on me.
Catch my breath, yeah.
All right. Yeah, the breath of life.
Death Rattle.
You want to do one, Jimmy?
Sure, why not?
You're listening to KGNU. My name's Reverend Freakshot, and this is the Angel Headed Hipsters. We got Nolan on the drum. Go-Go Deluxe over there on the Death Rattle. And he's going to read some poetry later, bro. Jimmy, my name is Reverend Freakshot, and that was old Blind Lemon Jefferson tune, and I think Jimmy's going to do one for us.
Double shot.
Double shot, Jimmy. That's right.
Double shot of my baby's love. Do a key or
maybe you want to? Let's do a. Let's hop to a. What you talking about? What are you talking about? That little girl that just had a little extra something, a little spoonful of something extra.
Oh yeah. All right. Spoonful of diamonds, cup is spoonful of gold. It couldn't be a spoon of your precious love satisfy my soul. And it lies about that spoonful. I'm dialed about that spoonful. So more than cried about that spoonful. Coffee, a good big spoonful of cheese, a good big spoon of your precious love, good enough for me. Some man lies about that spoonful. Some of them cry about that spoonful. Some of them die. My 45, save you from another man. Oh, some of them lies about that spoonful. Some of them cries about that spoonful. Some of them dies about that spoonful. Everybody's talking about spoonful.
That's bone, that's bone, that's bone, that's bone.
Never go hungry.
That was like a heaping spoonful.
That was a heaping spoonful. That was a tablespoon. All right. That was fun.
All right, well, we're going to do one more, and then I think we're going to take a little break with Big Daddy, who's hosting us here. I hope he's singing along. I hope everybody is out there in Radioland singing along. We're going to do a little tune called Dial It In.
Dial It In.
Which actually happens to be the title track off the new Reverend Preachchild album, but also a tune that Timmy and I have been working on, and we're very interested in the sort of intersection between poetry and music, and when does a poem become a song, and when can a song just be a poem, and when is it neither, or when is it both? Or
somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's, hey, middle path.
Everything
like
is in transition, right?
That's right.
Or it should be.
So this is a little tune called Dial It In. If you're out there in Radio Land listening, or if you're just here in live studio, anyway, thanks for having us. You know, this is great. We're going to just sort of do the little Dial It In chant here. So every time you hear Timmy or I say, or anybody say, Dial It In, just echo it, man. It's like...
Example. Dial It In.
Dial It In.
Dial It In.
Dial It In.
Sounds like a
GPS
drive.
That's right.
And it also works as a good... If you want to call in anytime...
The phones are ringing.
And dial it in. Call on in. Make a donation to KGNU. Feel free. Also online. Okay. So it goes a little something like this.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
That AM station as you roll out of town. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
For one more listen to that sad and lonely song. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Try to live your life with a grin. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Step on up.
Step on up.
You can't drink from an empty cup. So dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Step on up.
Ooh.
And fill your cup. You know you've got to keep searching. You can't seem to stop yearning for love that will never let you down. There's always one more town.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Gonna be alright.
Gonna be alright.
Groove in tune.
Groove in tune.
All through the night.
Through the night.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
All night long.
All night long.
In the darkest hour.
Darkest hour.
Forever fall to dawn.
That's right.
Say dial it in.
Dial it in. Yeah, we go. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Because your heart is breaking, though you knew it wouldn't last long. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
When you kissed her goodbye, it felt so right it was wrong. So dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Try to live your life with a grin. So dial it in.
Dial it in.
Step on up. You can't drink from an empty cup. So dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Step on up.
Up.
Fill your cup.
Yeah.
You know you've got to keep on moving. You can't seem to stop proving that love will always let you down, but there's always one more town.
And dial it in.
Dial it in.
All night long.
All night long.
Groove in tune.
Groove in tune.
With the radio on.
Radio on.
Say dial it in.
Dial it in.
Won't be alright.
Gonna be alright.
But the darkest hour. Right before the light.
Yeah. Back to the top.
Come on, Jimmy.
All right. Well, you know you've got to dial it in.
Yeah, dial it in.
To that AM station as you roll out of town. Dial it in for one more listen to that sad and lonely song. So dial it in. Dial it in. Try to live your life with a grin. Dial it in. Step on up. You can't drink from an empty cup. You know you've got to keep on searching. You can't seem to stop yearning for love that will never let you down. Oh yeah. There's always one more town.
In. Now I'm flexing in the crossroads of my mind as the highway hums with the rhythm of time. Got a troubadour sense of the coincidence grooves, ramming on the ribbon of highway blues. I'm gonna drive till I get lost and found again. Gonna turn on the radio and dial it in. Going about 70, 80 miles an hour, just feeling the sound and the road transpire. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
All night long.
All night long.
Grooving tune.
Grooving tune.
With the radio on.
Radio on.
Said dial it in.
Dial it in.
Alright,
be alright.
Yeah, darkest hour, right before the light. Sit, dial it in. Well, now, can we go beyond what we think of as right and wrong, like loss and gain, security and fame, praise and blame, and pleasure and pain, into the sea of equanimity, to a pet compassion beyond identity. Oh yeah, with them loving signs and them joyous calls on the rhyme. Dial it in, all night long, groove in tune, with the radio on. Sit, dial it in,
dial it in.
Oh, it's gonna be all right, in the darkest hour, grab a bowl of life. Sit, dial it in.
Dial it in.
All night long.
All night long.
Groove and tune.
Groove and tune.
With the radio on. Said dial it in.
Dial it in.
Gonna be all right.
All right.
In the darkest hour. Grab a ball of light.
So dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Step on up and fill your cup. So dial it in.
Dial it in.
Try to live your life with a grin. Dial it in.
Dial it in.
Fill your cup. Step on up and dial it in. 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 Can't seem to stop proving love will never let you down. Ooh, there's always one more town.
Dial it in.
Dial it in.
All night long,
groove and tune,
groove and tune,
with the radio on.
Then dial it in,
dial it in.
Gonna be alright,
gonna be alright.
Get the darkest hour, grab a bowl of light. Then dial it in,
dial it in.
All night long,
all night long,
groove and tune, with the radio on. Then dial it in,
dial it in.
Gonna be alright. a morning light. Said, darling, in.
Darling, in.
All right. Now that's called dialing it in.
Dial long version.
Hey, before we get started, we do have some underwriting tonight.
All right.
The second annual Ozo Coffee Thursday Night Throwdown, April 5th, 6 to 10 p.m., is a KGNU fundraiser. Baristas compete on latte art and so much more. There are door prizes and beverage for all ages. Be part of the buzzworthy event at Ozo in Lama at 1232 South Hoover Road to celebrate 40 years of KGNU. Find community radio for the universe and beyond. We're here tonight with Reverend Freakchild and the Angel-Headed Hipsters. And that's Hello. Exactly the way I would describe you guys, too.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, man.
Perfect description.
Yeah.
So
we all got our halos on tonight.
I can see him perfectly, yeah. You don't have to clean my glasses.
Right on.
And so we're glad to have you. And April 1st, which is...
ain't no joke,
no
man.
No fooling, yeah.
Right. No fooling. It's Easter, so we figured we'd do our own celebratory spring foolish... celebration of the thing coming back and all around every year. It seems to be the starts sprouting and budding and being beautiful. So we thought we'd take a Sunday night and have a little party, and got a whole bunch of guests coming out. And we'll do a little set later to sort of solidify the we'll burn the house down at the end. No, seriously. It's at the Laughing Goat this Sunday, so come on down.
Okay, Laughing Goat starts at 8 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m., and I got my buddy Mike. He's from the Michael Jordan's Touchdown Pass. That's his thing. He's going to come down and do a solo set. And then Val's going to read a couple poems, do a little flute, and then I'm going to play a couple tunes solo, do a little duo with this friend Malcolm of mine, and then we're going to try to... project a couple of these videos that we've been working on for the new album. This thing, Dial It In. So there's a tune called Dial It In. There's one called Hippie Blues Man Blues, and there's another one called Skyflower. And we had farmed them out to three different people, and they're totally different things. So I got a projector, but if anybody's out there with got a projecting screen, let me know, because we need a screen still. I was talking to Dungeon down at the Live and Go, and he didn't have one. But it's a real casual thing. There's no cover, but you can make a donation if you want. We'll have CDs for sale. We'll have T-shirts. You know, I think we're going to raffle off a date with Jimmy that night.
Woo.
Double Shot Jimmy.
Wait a minute. Forgot it.
That's what this is all about, right? It's really not about the CDs or the commerce of it all. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
And then that'll bring the people
right.
in.
And then we'll finish the night out with like a big jam with us, with Angel-Headed Hipsters. And for those of you that don't know, that's a reference to a Mr. Ginsberg poem. It's talking about what is the line there, Timmy? Something about the angel hipsters and the machinery of the night looking for the amazingness or something like that. I think it's from Hal, but anyway, it's what Neil Cassidy used to call Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg, you angel-headed hipsters. Who do you think you are?
All right.
So anyway, that's our namesake. It's kind of like, it's happening. It's ever-evolving, but... Anyway.
That is so cool. And so you worked really hard on this CD, and you have a lot of cool special guests on this CD that you recorded in Brooklyn.
Yeah, this is my solo project. So I just enlisted a bunch of my friends. I used to live back in New York, for a long time. And then I came out here, and I'm just mellowing out here. But yeah, I went back, and a friend of mine, Chris Parker, who's played with everybody, Bob Dylan, Joe Cocker. Yeah. What's that?
Is that the one with Bob Weir, Rat Dog?
No, that's Mark Caron, who guest stars on the Hippie Blues Man Blues, which he's like the definitive hippie blues man, so we had to have him on there. But yeah, Mark Caron's on a track. We got G Love and Hazel Miller on a track. There's Brian Mitchell, who's a piano player from New York, great session guy. You probably wouldn't know his name, but if you've listened to music, you've probably heard him all over the place.
Wow.
I think he did, I saw on like his Facebook post that he was playing, accompanying Dolly Parton on a version of Imagine, which was pretty amazing. That was a different kind of a version, kind of a country soul version. But anyway, and Jay Collins is on there too. He's an amazing sax player. We do a Dylan tune actually on there. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of different stuff and a whole bunch of originals and kind of busted out of the blues, genre. And maybe, it's because of just, you know, the eclectic world we live in, this postmodern society of all kinds of amazing music. I mean, you listen to KGNU, you can hear every kind of type of music, but it also might
and be... sometimes on the same show, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it might be due to my extreme use of LSD, but I'm not advocating that, kids, but try to make sense of it through something positive once you've done it.
That explains everything.
Try to make the best out of everything.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll be on tour this summer going around. I'll just do a solo thing, but it's so great to be here in Boulder, and, you know, so my friends here were just having fun and jamming some tunes, so come down and join us and so, join the fun on Easter.
When do you leave on your nationwide
Sojourn?
Exodus?
Yes.
Yeah, Sojourn.
You know, I'm technically, I'm studying to be divine. I'm a master. I'm a candidate for the Master of Divinity at Naropa University. I don't know if that's a real school, but you know, I can really count that as official. Or
you pay real money?
Yeah, that's well, right. There it is. According to Uncle Sam. Uncle Scam
for divinity.
Yes, I'm a candidate.
Where do you go from there?
So that means you're graduating and you got a little cap and gown or what?
Yeah. Well, in a couple of years, I'm not trying to do it too fast. So I'm going to take a summertime and just, you know, travel around. We'll go back east, go down south, go out west, and let the good people know about the sounds of the Reverend Freakchild.
Well, I was looking at your tour schedule last year, and you go to the Midwest, then you go east.
Yeah.
Then you're in New Orleans at the Neutral Ground, and then you're in Colorado, and then you go to the West Coast. There's nowhere you don't go.
Yeah, I just love traveling around. I do. And we were in Europe. I was in Europe a few years ago, but you know where I really love to go is Japan, and Chris plays over there all the time with this Japanese woman who's sort of like the Japanese Joni Mitchell. So I'd love to go to the Far East next time. I'd really like to go to see the pyramids and stuff in the Middle East, but it's a little turmoil going on over there. Maybe I'll wait until the next administration. And now for something completely different.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. How do you, not to get off topic here, it's impossible not to get off topic with you.
Please.
But how do you make all these bookings when you're a solo act? I mean, you just know everybody or you've been everywhere, and so you just got
You know, I open up for a lot of people, and I admit, my forte is not music. My forte is the loquaciousness here you hear on the radio. I like to just talk with people, you know.
And I know so that.
I go around and I talk with people. What I really love, which doesn't pay a lot, you know, like this, you know, it's a radio show where we get to play some tunes and have some fun. And, and you know, it's like the old style Reverend thing. You know, just lay your hands on the radio, people. If you got any arthritis or rheumatisms or maybe even a sniffle or two, you just put your hands on the radio. You just feel the vibes of the radio. Because we're just doing a healing thing here with the Reverend Freakchild Project. We're trying to heal, you know, just what naturally the Lord will heal you. And we just want to put you in the light. We want to put a little water on you.
So that means you're going to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue this summer, right? Or can you promise
me
you'll do
that? I'm making a beeline right through D.C. I think I'm going to Norfolk, Virginia, you know, which is nice, you know, the promised land. But
you got some work ahead of you there.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, we're just trying to, you know, have some perspective, man, and you know, love your enemies. You know, that's what the good book says, you know, or bring all these obstacles onto the path of awakening. But, yeah, music, you know, some, I just got from my mom. She was a classical pianist, but my dad turned me out of the blues, so that made much more sense.
Yeah, because I've listened to your shows, and you're pretty versed into the old blues, like what you just played.
Yeah, like Blind Lemon Jefferson, or like even like, you know, people know Robert Johnson, that kind of thing, you know, with Skip James. You know, a lot of people don't know that, like, the real... for a young black man to get out of the plantation work, there were two options. You could be a preacher or you could be a bluesman.
Ah,
you know,
so there was stuck.
Yeah, there was a real connection there too. You know, and Sunhouse was a preacher and then became a bluesman. Somebody like Skip James was a bluesman and then became a preacher. You know, there people like Rube Lacy, and you know, this is still happening. Most recently, you know, there's like Reverend Gary Davis, and you know, there's just a slew of people. It's called gospel blues. You know,
yeah,
sort of using whatever you can to get to the spirit, and a lot of that time is the roots of the African music mixing with like Scottish and English fiddle tunes.
Uh-huh.
And people don't realize that this American music is just a wonderful, amazing thing. I mean, this is something that's like once in a, you know, lifetime, a culpa, as they say in Buddhist studies, you know, is this is an amazing art form. And I just, you know, I'm a student of it. I don't profess to be, you know, anything like those guys. You know, it's like try to do a Muddy Waters cover, but it's like, you know, that they ain't nothing but like muddy, you know, because I heard your show on Friday night and you did that version of Eyes Be Troubled, which is the early version of I Can't Be Satisfied.
Right.
And you're just like, oh my God! You just feel the power and the majesty in that man's hand playing the slide. You know,
the one that Led Zeppelin ripped off.
Right, exactly. You know, but Muddy Waters with that powerful voice.
What is that song? Yeah, you need loving. You need loving.
Right.
You Need Love. Right. Like that. When you listen to that version,
yeah,
that's totally cooler than what Led Zeppelin did. But I was like, I would visit the Willie Dixon Museum, you know, in Chicago. Right. You know, but My Blue Found My Heaven. That was a great tour, too. I don't know if you've been there.
I haven't done that one yet.
2120 South Michigan Avenue.
I'm going to have to do that, man. Because I've done always like the Pilgrimage to the Delta, but the Chicago Blues, you know, it follows the river up there and it becomes electric. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, Willie Dixon's grandson conducted the tour. So.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Yeah, and for those of you that listen out there, you know, Willie Dixon was the bass player, the upright bass player on all those tunes that you hear about Muddy Waters.
He was the architect, pretty much.
Yeah, he was. He writing those tunes, playing bass on all those tunes with the Chess Sessions with Chester Bennett or, you know, Howling Wolf or Muddy Waters, you know, just amazing guy, and went out on his own too. I remember getting that album.
I Am the Blues.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's like Pink or whatever. Yeah, there's one that's like that too. I think it was a live one that they did off of that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, man, that's great, man. Thanks for turning me on to that. I'm definitely gonna do that. There's another reason to go to Chicago. But
there you go. Well, where are we going to go next?
Well, speaking of going, you want to tell you? I think Jimmy's got the key to the highway.
I think so.
That's perfect, right? We're talking about road tripping.
Yeah, especially if I'm getting dated out on Easter Sunday. Okay, here we go. I got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, cause I'm walking way too slow. I'm going back to the border, where I'm better known. I hear nothing, baby, cause you just dragged a good man away from me. One more kiss, mama, just before I go. Cause when I leave in here, I won't be back no more. Honey, I'll be on my way. I'll roam this highway until the break of day. Well, so long, so long, baby. I must say goodbye, cause when I leave in here, I'll be on that highway till the day I die. You know that. Before I go, I need one more, just one more kiss, honey. Just before I go, I leave it here. I won't be back.
Thank you.
back no more. Adios, Sonny.
No.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All aboard.
My baby's leaving town. You were disgusted. Nowhere peace could be found. For how long?
How long?
How long?
How long?
Baby, how long?
Not long.
I can hear that whistle blowing, but I can see no train. Deep down in my heart, baby, lies that aching pain. For how long?
How long?
How long? Disgusting, I feel so blue that I hardly know what in the world, baby, just what to do. For how long?
How long?
How long?
How long?
How long? Baby, how long?
How long?
If I could holler like a mountain dream, I go up to the mountain, honey, and I call your name. For how long? How long, baby, how long? Someday you're gonna be sorry that you done me wrong. It will be too late, cause I will be gone. So long,
so long,
so long, baby, so long. My mind keeps a rambling. I could feel so bad thinking about the bad love that I have had. For how long? How long? One more. How long?
How long?
How long? Has that evening dream been gone? I think I'm going out of Santa Fe somewhere. Oh, how long? How long?
How long?
Baby, how long?
There goes that train.
All right. Hey,
all right.
Let me dial this in for a second. We have two underwriting spots tonight. Isn't that wonderful?
Hey, yeah, right.
We went such a long time without it, but they must like what you guys are doing, and they're calling right in. So this program is brought to you by the KGNU listener member and by Emporium Presents. They are presenting Robert Earl Keen with very special guests, the Steel Drivers, on Friday, July 27th at the Levitt Pavilion, Denver. Tickets go on sale Friday, March 30th at 10 a.m. More information, go to EmporiumPresents.com. E-M-P-O-R-I-U-M Presents.com. So just a review of my blues history. That was the first blues song I ever recorded. By Leroy Carr?
Yeah, well, Leroy Carr played
And Scrapper there. Blackwell?
Yeah, I think so, with Scrapper, who like apparently taught Robert Johnson a lot of stuff. But I always thought that people were really going with, was it Memphis Many? Did Crazy Blues?
Mm.
Like, but that seems so jazzy to me.
Yeah.
And even this seems a little jazzy to me. But apparently Leroy Carr had a big influence on Muddy Waters, too, who I just think as, like, he is the blues, you know. And such an amazing figure because he brings, like you played on your show, like that old tune, like, Eyes Be Trouble, where he's playing on the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there 18 years, Stovall
Plantation.
That's right. And then moved up to Chicago and had a whole other career. And it influenced all those rockers, you know,
right.
The Rolling Stones, the Beatles, everybody, you know. And still, to this day, you know. But yeah, that I guess, you know, it's hard to peg like what is the first one, but you could. I think Jimmy said that too. You know, he likes that that old timey stuff.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but it was. I think I want to say 1928.
1928, 1926. I wasn't sure myself, but yeah, Leroy Carr. The couple, most of the blues singers were women in the beginning.
Yeah,
Doing the. And the idea was like, well, the blues is just a good woman feeling bad.
Right.
And that's and that turned into a good man feeling bad. But some of the great blues women singers back there.
It was the original Me Too movement, I think.
Yeah. So that's another thing men took over, ladies. Come on, get the blues back there.
Well, there'll be plenty of feminine energy down at the Easter show. Hazel said she might show up, but that she's doing a lot of Easter shows that day. And my love of my life, Lisa Marie, will be down there singing a tune with me. She actually sings on the album, The Soul of Man.
Oh, good.
And we did a kind of a tribute there, Soul of Man. You know, like Blind Willie Johnson used to sing with his lady. And mm-hmm. she'd hear her in the background singing, you know. And then we'll have Val doing a poem, and I think Timmy's going to read a poem. But anyway, we'll have some poetry, some music, you know, some cocktails. And
actually, I had a woman today. She wanted to sing with me. I said, what do you want to sing? She says, I don't want to sing the blues.
I said, hey, man.
So I think our listeners are dying to know.
Yes.
When you were born... Did your parents baptize you Reverend Freakchild, or how'd you get that?
Yeah, there were some crazy hippies if they did that, man.
That was on the River Jordan.
Yeah, hallelujah. Demons out. No, I had to don my own baptismal of that name. But yeah, they gave me another name. But it's nice to, you know, I feel like if you keep naming yourself, you know, they're just conceptual labels, you know, and if you start to acquire a lot of identities, perhaps you realize that you don't have to be so attached or cling to the identity that you take yourself to be or others take you to be. It's really interesting doing this Reverend Freakchild character because it started out as a character, you know?
Mm.
And I was actually, you know, I'm going on 12 years sober, but it was when back in the day I would be sitting on the couch and my buddy was like, dude, you're like some like Freakchild just sitting on the couch smoking pot all day, dude. Do something with your life. And I was like, whatever, dude. You know, and then I went and saw Reverend Horton Heat and I got sober and it was like, oh, I'm going to be Reverend Freakchild now. Sort of transformed the thing. And it's interesting people, because now I'm studying, getting a Master of Divinity at Naropa and actually studying, you know, a lot of these divinity schools, the seminaries are based with Judeo-Christian foundation. And Naropa's foundation is the Buddhist world, you know, which has a very long history, actually longer than Christ, peace be upon him, you know, or Muhammad, peace be upon him, Moses, you know, Moses is pretty old, you know, there. But it goes back to the Vedas is like sort of the Buddhism's root, and then the Buddha was, you know, born in 563. It's starting to sound like AM radio. I think I'm talking too much. Anyway, we get back to the blues. Get back to the.
I was just thinking about you saw Al Green. You told me you went down there.
I did. I was down there recently. My dad got some comp tickets to the show, the Blues Traveler show down there, right? And I saw Johnny Lang open for him, which is the highlight of the night. I mean, that kid, he's still rocking out. I mean, he had like his first hit when he was like 14 or whatever.
I remember, yeah, he must be like almost 40 now.
Yeah, he's late 30s, but he's still rocking out, right?
Yeah.
And we were down there, and my dad had to take off early Sunday, and I said, man, I'm going to check out Reverend Al Green, and he was preaching, and he said, first thing he said, I've been down in the valley. And I was like, what? What's going on?
That's great.
And he had had cancer treatment. So if you got a good, prayer, say it to old Reverend Al Green. He's down there, hosting the full gospel tabernacle church down there. It's like about 2 miles. Yeah, 2 miles from Graceland. And every time I go through Memphis, I try to catch him, you know. It's like that blues.
Preaching?
Yeah, preaching, yeah.
What's that like?
He's a bishop. I mean, he's great. And it's amazing. amazing because he's so versed in, you know, chapter and verse, but chapter and verse, you know, predicates the hymns. So he starts talking about this chapter and verse, and the band starts, you know, and he's just, before you know it, it's this seamless. Well, like Timmy and I are always talking about, like, where does the word become the song? Where does the word come off the page and become a lyric, or was it a lyric and then we write it down, you know? Mm-hmm. And Al is great. He's just sitting there, you know, excuse me, Bishop, Reverend Bishop Al Green, and
That's your next step.
Yeah, the Bishop
Reverend freaked out.
I got enough on my plate being the Rev, man. That's a lot of projections of that stuff. Anyway.
Sometimes it just comes from the congregation.
Yeah.
You know, the word comes, the song comes out
exactly
from the congregation.
And he's really listening and knowing. And
it just goes back all that time, you know. Yeah. The early, like we were
saying before,
the reverend, or you could either be a reverend or
right.
blues singer. You know?
Yeah, and a lot of times you hear people that are really into the blues, they'll call, like, you know, people know Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, they'll call him Reverend Billy Gibbons.
You
get to be, you know, like of this, like, oh, status. So just playing with that kind of mythology, the American amazingness. And, you know, it's a melting pot, you know.
It's
going on. So we're just honoring
it. Great experience. I have a question for Tama. Are you a poet, or is one poet one of your things that you like to do?
I came to Boulder to study poetry a long time ago and stuck around and goofed around a lot.
All right.
And published.
That's right. Talking about the book.
Yeah, I got a book here called Road Rash. You can buy it at the Beat Bookstore. Go on in grab a copy. But, you know, Reverend and I were having a conversation in a parking lot about lyrics. I'd never written a song, and it was like, how do I write a song? And so I started playing with stuff, and one day I was doing up on stage with him reading, and I was feeling like, I got to sing, and I don't know where that was coming from. And so at home, mostly in the bathroom, I started singing and then brought it out to the world.
Right.
Now I got a cold, so I feel like I sound horrible. But now I'm like a singer-songwriter guy, you know? The Reverend has lifted me up. Whoa!
He has healed you.
Because I was thinking the exact opposite thing, you know? And by the way, all the best
conversations. It's much more interesting, personally, to sing and be goofy than to stand there and go...
I was attracted to that side of it, you know, where I have to say the best conversations do happen in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm there singing tunes thinking, I need to get my lyric deeper. You know, I'm a big fan of, like, Bob Dylan. Like, where can I get in on this poetry thing, man, to get to something that's more at my heart through the mind of, you know, poetry? And Timmy's already there, so I was like, dude, teach me, man. So we've kind of lifted each other up, I think, in that way.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool project.
So there's two or three tunes? There's three tunes on the new album that Timmy and I worked on together.
Yes.
So, very cool.
And hopefully we're going to do some more. I think we got some ideas.
It's cool to hear my own stuff being done by other people, too. So it's been really neat, yeah. Music's been a good addition.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, we're glad you can make it in this evening, Reverend
Freechild
and the Angel-Hearted Tricksters. Or
That's
tripsters.
Good, man.
Yeah,
Angel-Hearted Trickster. I like that.
Tricks.
Yeah, if you want to hear
hipsters.
More, come on down.
Hipsters, Tricksters.
Tricksters and hipsters all together.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And Nolan on the drum over there.
Nolan! We like to call him Shari Putra sometimes for you Buddhist
viewers. And he will have coloring books coming out next month.
That's right.
Well, we got 8 minutes. What do you think? Should we do some music?
Yeah, let's do it, man. What are we going to do?
I don't know. You want to do a Big Boss Man?
Yeah, let's do it.
All
right. Maybe classic. Oh, Big Boss Man. Call. Yeah, big balls, man.
anytime. Rest easy at night, yeah, big boss man.
Reverend Freechild.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Angel-headed hipsters. Tonight on KGNU Cabaret. We still have 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah, you got a three-minute song?
Yeah, we got a three-minute one.
We got to go. We got to move.
We got to move? We got to move now?
Yeah, I think we got to move.
3 minutes, we got to move.
Yeah,
so move. Maybe we do, you got to move.
Okay.
This is a good outro, too. Now, people, if you're out there and you're feeling a little down, just turn up your radio. You know what I mean? And mellow on down easy. Take all your arthritis and rheumatisms and cancers and stuff, just put them on the radio, let it go, and just listen to the healing sounds of Reverend Freakchild and the Angel-Headed Hipsters. Thanks so much, Big Daddy, for having us, and thanks to the Cabaret and KGNU.
And Reverend, I want to thank you for, you do a lot of stuff for KGNU, and thank you so much. Hey. Thank you for helping Adrian a few weeks ago.
Yeah, thanks for having me be part of the community, man. I love it. The Blues Legacy, if you want more of the blues, tune in to KGNU every Friday night, 6 to 9. You know, I'm actually going to be hosting a guest DJing on 420. Did you say 420?
420.
I can't imagine.
Anyway, here we go. You got to move. Thanks again, everybody out there in the Front Range, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Tuned in to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins. The time right now is 8:01, and you are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente every Tuesday night from 8 o'clock until 10. We play music from all around the world. Latin music from Spain, South America, United States, and even Canada. Both traditional and modern Latin. Here's a track by Los Empresarios, and the track is called Cumbia. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday night.